It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning and welcome to Maximize Your Health. I'm your weekly health coach, Dr. Eric Ashburn. I have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world of health this week, but I'm going to get into some stuff related to how to function better, how to have a better life, how to avoid cognitive decline as you age, which is a major thing for me. I'm 54 years old and I want to make sure that I function as well as I can for as long as I can. And it's so important to figure out there are ways to do it without medication. And I'm going to get into that somewhat first today because there's been the whole the confirmation hearings of RFK Jr. And regardless if you like the guy or not like the guy, I personally like the guy. I like what he stands for. He's showing a lot of the malfunctioning we have in our American systems, our American healthcare systems, particularly the medication systems. You know, there's been so much talk about that. I'm going to get into how to use medications in your life because medications have value. They do, no doubt about it. But there's a right time for that sort of care. There's a right time for going to your doctor so they can figure out what's going on with you. Now, I feel very differently than how many people feel in order of health. We're supposed to go to our medical doctor to see if we're healthy or not, or figure out if we're healthy or not. And my father did that. My father got checked out one to two times a year to make sure he was healthy. And it turns out he had cancer, and within about a month, it took his life. So basically, he found out he had cancer the day after Christmas, the 26th, and January 19th, he died. So he'd been checked out two times a year for the previous 20 years probably, and they never saw this cancer develop in his body, yet it was there for very long. So just be careful, you know, understand that in 100 years from now, we're going to be much better at seeing disease earlier, on picking up on disease earlier. And 100 years ago, we had very little tools to figure it out. Understand that right now, we don't know it all. And you have to understand that. So when you go to a doctor and they say you don't have something, doesn't mean you don't have something. It means they can't see it. And it's so important to figure out how to prevent it so you don't arrive at a place where you have cancer or another major disease that's very hard to overcome at that point in time. So I'm going to get into there, right? Because I view it as a river. You're going down a river. You have a nice boat, maybe the Amazon River. I just watched a movie with that, Jungle Cruise, a Disney movie. So you go down that river and the river forks. And in that movie, the river forked, and the fork they went on had major rapids, had a big waterfall, and the boat had to turn around and it almost went right over the waterfall. It was a very crisis situation. A lot of stuff had to go right for it not to go over the waterfall. So I view that with our health. So if you're going down the river and you go down the wrong fork, you're going to be going over turbulence. You're going to have a rough ride, right? Your life's going to be tough if your health isn't working well. And eventually you're going to go to that waterfall much sooner than you're supposed to get there. Essentially, that's the end of your life. You go over the waterfall. If they went over the waterfall, if the rock went over the waterfall, they would have been dead. So going to that end of the river at that point in time, if it was your health, with my analogy here, it would be looking like you had a life that was rough, right? Early on in life, 40s, 50s, 60s, maybe in 30s, you're going over all bumps. It's very turbulent going to your doctor's office, fighting off sickness, disease with major problems. And eventually, it was just about to end early, but it was intervened with. And that's what our medical system is very good at. When you're going over that turbulence, keeping you more comfortable than it would normally be, right? Let you not be as damaged as it normally would be, but you're going to go over the waterfall too soon and you need intervention. And that's where surgery and the medication, all that stuff can happen. So they're going to come in and scoop you off of that river with a helicopter, some, you know, high technical tool to get you off that river. But ultimately, if they went down the other path in the river, it's a much smoother ride. Some risk, of course. You know, there are snakes and other venomous creatures on Amazon, but basically you're healthier. And that's my main focus with everybody, is showing you how to eat healthier, showing you how to eat the right stuff. And it's pretty simple. I'm going to get into that in a little bit, so just hang out with me. How to exercise properly. And exercise doesn't have to be as intense as we make it out to be, right? A good walk with good pace every day is good enough for you to live a long life. Good for your heart and lungs, pushing oxygen through your bloodstream to tissues in your body so your body can be healthy. So you don't need to go to the gym, get all pumped up. If you go and work, you know, just go for a good walk and maybe have a good stretching routine, maybe even a light calisthenic routine, that's plenty enough for you to be very, very healthy. And I challenge people, if you go to the gym, and I go to the gym, but if you go to the gym and work out harder, it could be even detrimental to your health. So And another thing is avoiding all the toxins that we have in our life. So you go down that river and you're getting, let's say, I'll turn it into an average person's lifestyle. You go down the river, we're told to go to your doctor one time a year at least, get checked out, do all the tests, the mammograms. You know, you got to get stuff checked, you know, up your cameras, up your butt, all that stuff. And basically they say that equals health. If they don't find any disease, you have perfect health. But it does not equal health. Blood work does not equal health. There's nothing in blood work that makes you healthier. There's nothing with a colonoscopy that makes you healthier. Nothing with a mammogram that makes you healthier. Matter of fact, I challenge it makes you sicker. So basically, they're tools to look for whether or not you have disease so you can get earlier treatment than you would have gotten. All right? So you just got to focus on that. There's nothing that happens in your doctor's office that makes you healthier. And that's important to know, because if you had perfect health, you wouldn't move towards disease. But over time, our health declines. And many people walk around a big gut. They feel tired. They're miserable all the time. They say, my doctor said I'm perfectly healthy. And they keep going on with that poor lifestyle. So you really have to figure out how to eat healthier, how to take care of the function in your body, basically get put on that right part of the river and stay in that part of the river. So in terms of how to eat healthier, you know, a few things that are very important is, you know, and I'm going to go very basic first, right? Don't drink your calories. So you don't want to drink your calories. You don't want to be drinking soda or other energy drinks, even fruit juice, unless it's fresh squeezed, is not the best thing for you. You know, you don't want to drink your calories. Basically, water is the best thing, with occasional other drinks like even kombucha for probiotics. That can be very healthy for you. Number two is avoid seed oils. I just saw a picture and it showed McDonald's French fries, not known as one of the healthiest foods that exists. But back in the beginning, it was cooked with beef tallow. It was potatoes, beef tallow, that's what it was fried in, and salt. And I would challenge that's decently healthy. The frying process isn't great for you because it produces acrylamides, which aren't good for you, but still, beef tallow, potatoes, and salt, that's not too bad. I would take that every day of the week over modern day McDonald's French fries. But now there's about 50 ingredients in the French fries. So basically, it's much more harmful. There's a saying, it says, if your grandmother couldn't understand the ingredients that are in the food you're eating, then you shouldn't be eating it. And I agree with that. Basically, if you're going to eat food, it should have simple ingredients that are very easily recognizable and, you know, basically digestible. You know, I always say it's the, you know, eating by God versus eating by man. Man makes many of those ingredients in a laboratory, whereas God said, okay, an apple, you know, steak, salt, pepper, all one ingredient things that you put on your food, they're very, very healthy. So, you know, eat one ingredient foods and you'd be much, much healthier. Avoid seed oils. So, you know, vegetable oils, canola oils, you know, anything that says seed oil is dangerous. So you want to stay away from any oil that comes from a seed because it's highly inflammatory. Now, if you do organic seed oil, it's not as bad, but in general, I say avoid all seed oils and you'll be much healthier. Once again, we're talking about how to get on the right fork of the river. You know, I was watching a movie Jungle Cruise recently and they went down the wrong fork of the river. It was the right fork for them to find what they're looking for. Basically, that ran into, you know, much more turbulence, much more rapids. The boat had a very hard time going through those rapids, a much harder life, only to get to the waterfall, which would be death in your life, much earlier than you should have. So they avoided the waterfall. They got back up and went on the right path of the river. And ultimately, you know, from an eating standpoint, that it's pretty simple, right? I mean, if you go back to simple, and this is kind of what RFK Jr. is doing right now. He's saying, bring it back to simple. Bring it back to real ingredients, stuff your grandmother could recognize and read. So if you eat food that has those simple ingredients, you'll be much healthier. I always say eat food with simple ingredients and don't eat too much of it. And when you eat the healthier food, you don't eat too much of it because your body knows what it is. Your brain process or your innate intelligence can recognize those ingredients, and it'll put them in the right places in your body, not have to deal with the inflammatory processes that food brings on, only to eliminate out your body quickly. You know, sometimes I haven't had fast food in probably 20, 30 years, but I remember the last time I ate it, I went to get fast food and I immediately threw up right afterwards. So I went there, I forgot what I had, you know, I forgot the restaurant it was. Basically, I ate the food and I got sick and threw up right afterwards. And I realized it isn't food, right? You're not feeding your body food. You're feeding your body some sort of Frankenfood made in a laboratory. My body rejected it, which I felt was very good. My body recognized what it was. It didn't want it anymore. So I want to give you some simple steps, right? Avoid seed oils. avoid drinking your calories. Very important there. And eat one ingredient food, particularly organic, if you can do it. So, and it's much less expensive. You know, if you make your food, it's much less expensive than buying your food, right? So if you go and get something that you had to buy in a store, we make our own pizza, right? So if you make your own pizza, not that wheat's great for us, but if you get good quality wheat, you make your own dough and everything, it's much cheaper. I feel it's much more educational for my kids to understand how food is made, and they enjoy it much more when they're involved with the process. But we get our meat from a farm. You can always connect with me if you want to find out the name of the farm. It's grass-fed and grass-finished. I have a freezer full of it, and I eat my meat from a farm that's cheaper than going to your grocery store and buying store-bought bad cattle that hasn't moved. It's been fed antibiotics and chemicals. It's been fed the wrong stuff, all the corn, all the soy, all the byproducts of what we don't even want to eat personally. It's been grass-fed and grass-finished, and it's cheaper than a store-bought meat. So that's a savings and a win health-wise. We get our chickens from the same place. It's a savings and it's a win health-wise. We get our eggs from there too. Savings and win health-wise. You should always spend your money, if you want your money to go further, on protein. If you get your protein cheaper than all the rest of the stuff you can buy in a store, you know, all the fruits and whatnot. But if you get your protein cheaper, it'll help you out tremendously. So that's important. No seed oils. We talked about that. And basically, I would say avoid anything, you know, eat greens, vegetables, and meats. And eggs, you know, stuff like that. It's pretty simple. If you eat greens, vegetables, and meats, you'll be much, much healthier. Now, the thing is, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't eat that way, and all of a sudden, you're like, wow, I feel better tomorrow. I have a lot of young kids that have very little patience, you know, young adults, older teenagers, and say, I'm eating this way. I didn't feel great right away. It takes time for your cells to turn over, to get your cells functioning better. And when your cells function better, you start feeling better. You don't need pick-me-ups. You don't need energy drinks. You don't need that stuff. Now, coming up pretty soon, I'm going to take some cans of things. I'll read off the ingredients because it's real important to understand good ingredients versus bad ingredients. But energy drinks, as far as I've seen, don't have good ingredients. So anything that has any artificial sweetener, sucralose, aspartame, when I see that, I immediately assume it's all bad because that stuff is very dangerous. Okay, so just eat that way and you'll be good. Toxic products, very similar to how we should be eating. You know, we should be, if you're going to clean your counters, do it with vinegar, right? Vinegar is not harmful. Don't use bleach or any other stuff like that. Use vinegar. You can use tea tree oil. You can use all sorts of other things that are natural, and it makes your home environment much less toxic to you. It may seem trivial because little by little, you don't feel it change, but over time, you can feel it very drastically. And then we get into getting your body to function better naturally, right? So if you want your body to function better, if you fed your body perfectly, that doesn't make you function better. It gives you the resources, the tools to let your body function better. But something has to coordinate and control how all that stuff works in your body. So if you just threw the food into a body that isn't running well, remember a story about Christopher Reeves. You know, he broke his neck and he lost his brain's function getting to his body to tell it how to run. And his wife, she at that time, she researched organic eating. She had an organic garden. She fed him all organic food, and he could be eating all this organic food, but it wasn't going to improve his health that much because he had the right tools. You got to view that food as bricks and mortar to build his body up better, but he needed the right intelligence to tell his body how to work, how to, where to put it, how to get rid of waste products, all that stuff. So since he broke his neck, his brain couldn't communicate with his body and his organs could not run properly, couldn't take the food from his gut and pull it to its cells. That's real important. People don't realize that your innate intelligence takes your food from your gut, the food that you ate. Matter of fact, when it enters your mouth, your brain recognizes a type of food and tells your gut what enzymes to produce to break down that food better. So if you have fat versus carbohydrates versus other foods, your body's going to produce different chemicals for you to break it down better. Our bodies are so intelligent. They really are. So if you have this intelligence telling your body how to break down the food with better chemicals, then it's going to break down more efficiently. Then it's going to pass to your small intestines and it's going to get absorbed into your bloodstream. So it's going to pull it into your bloodstream more efficiently. It's going to know how to pull it in. It's going to know what cofactors to put into your blood to help that whatever it is, chemical, that's, you know, the cell to get, well, to get the food into your cells. So you have all the molecules of the food, it'll get into your cells much better if your body has intelligence working well. Then it goes out into your organs, and your organs going to know what to take in. As a matter of fact, there's research I read, your cell wall, all cell walls are made of fat. It's called lipoprotein. So fat and protein is what makes up your cell wall. And your fat can very easily be bumped out with bad fats, hydrogenated oils, trans fats can bump out your normal fats, and it doesn't allow you to communicate from the inside and outside of the cell efficiently. You might not feel that. It's a gradual process, but over a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, you know, you're drinking 10 cups of coffee, feeling miserable, tired, your brain chemistry's off because your cell walls become damaged. So it's so easy, so important to eat this way over time to get your body running well. But if you have your body working neurologically better, then it can run much better as well. And that's the communication between your brain and every cell in your body needs to be at a high level for your body to work and heal right. I'm going to get into that in a little bit here. But basically, that's a simple thing I want to start off with, because just getting our systems to work better in terms of politically, right? All these hearings with RFK Jr., you know, he's trying to change how our government works, change the ingredients in food, change the information in the research on pharmaceuticals, make it much more effective, make it much more recognizable. And he's trying to change the transparency of this stuff so the average person can see it and understand it better. So if we can get that information going well there, we can get out all the information marketing wise on food and on pharmaceuticals within our bodies, we have a much better chance of working better and healing better and running better. It drives me crazy when a patient comes in my office and says, oh, I eat healthy, totally healthy. And they describe their diet and it's completely backwards, but it's what's been what the government and drug industry has been telling them, their doctors has been telling them, and it's basically upside down. So if you look at the food pyramid, the government food pyramid, it's basically upside down. Put all the carbohydrates, all the grains up at the top, say eat more of that stuff and eat very little red meat and protein. That's completely backwards. Red meat is very, very healthy for you if you get the right kind of it. So basically, you just need to know how to do this stuff. We need to get the right information trickling down to consumers, and we could change the health of our country. So I had this patient come in the other day, and she was telling me about her father. You know, her father has pain down his feet, like neuropathy from his legs, from his back down to his legs into his feet. And it was just killing him. I mean, he was, his heel and the center part of his foot was just killing him all the time. So he's going to a podiatrist and they had him in a boot. They're injecting him, wanted to do surgery. Nothing was helping him. I mean, he had 20 years of foot pain. And she said she came to see me. And I took care of her, took care of her lower spine, took care of that nerve interference in the lower back, and her foot pain went away. So she had the same foot pain as her father did. She had it at an earlier time in her life, and we got rid of that nerve pressure. So the nerve pressure that was bringing the information from her foot up to her brain and from her brain back down to her foot, we removed the pressure off of these nerves, and her pain went away, I mean, probably in two visits. It was really wild. I mean, it doesn't happen that quickly often, but she said, I wish I can get my father in here. But he was just too old and, you know, he couldn't get around as much anymore. She felt it would be impossible. So that really tells me, you know, so many people, if you simply pursued eliminating nerve pressure, and it's a simple thing because, you know, you get rid of that nerve pressure and the pain, you know, a lot of people have carpal tunnel and you get rid of the nerve pressure in the neck and the pain in the wrist and hand go away almost every time. There's cases for sure where there's real issues in the wrist or in the foot where you need to go to a podiatrist or hand specialist, not denying that. But I'd say the majority of times, 80 to 90% of the time, we get people under care and these pains go away. I'll tell you, often people have knee issues. They come in and have knee or hip issues and they have true knee or hip problems. Undeniable, right? They've had issues. They see it on an MRI. Their knee has ligament issues. Their hip has issues. But we remove that nerve pressure going down that side if it's there and the pain decreases to the level or it goes away where they don't pursue that care anymore. They're not getting that surgery, and you should never get surgery unless it's absolutely necessary. So they don't get the surgery because they're feeling so much better. And that's really, really cool in my opinion. Because if they have knee pain and it's hurting, eventually you're going to get to a point where you say, I need to have something done. I need to have surgery, get it cut open, something. But if we can walk back that pain to a lower level or make it go away altogether, and then you're not going to pursue that sort of treatment or care, and you feel much better. You know, a lot of people walk around every day with disc herniations, knee issues, shoulder issues, hip issues, whatever joint issue, you have pain in it. And I mean, you have an issue with it. You have issue in the joint and it doesn't hurt you. I take x-rays every day on people, and I'll see areas of arthritis in people's spines where you can see the disc is pushing out and it's creating a big bone spur off the side of it. And I say, how do you feel? They say, I feel fine. But then you have an issue. You go to your doctor, they see a herniation. They say, this is why you're hurting. You have a herniation. And then my patients come back to me and they say, well, my doctor found out I have a herniation. It's very serious. We have to do something about it. I say, you had the herniation for 20 to 30 years without pain. Now it's bothering you and you know you want to do something about it, and which I understand. But basically, you can have herniations, knee issues, neck issues, shoulder issues, wrist issues with no pain throughout your entire life, as long as you keep your inflammation low and you keep your function high. So I'm going to talk about that. I just spoke about how to keep your inflammation low. And generally, that's done through eating cleanly and not having too much toxicity in your life. Keeping your function high is removing any nerve interference you can find in your body. And ultimately, it comes down to your spinal canal and your spinal cord. So if you look at your spine, it's made up of all the vertebrae, and any malposition of the vertebra or any abnormal posture, any like scoliotic posture or your head out in front of your body or a dowager's hump in the back of your neck, that hump in the back of your neck, your body's compensating for malposition, for abnormal posture by changing how your body looks and feels. So if you can get rid of anything that's creating nerve pressure in your spine, then your body's going to be healthier, because those nerves control all the function to every organ, every system in your body, but you're going to have much less pain. So it's real important to understand, right? So if you can remove that, your body's not going to have as much pain. Now, people tend to go to their doctor or a chiropractor because the low back hurts or neck hurts. That usually shows up 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, and it's very easy to walk it back to a point of correction. I tell people all the time to get your spines checked. You know, you go get your heart checked, your prostate checked, your breast checked. You get that done all the time. But the most important system in your entire body is your spine and nervous system, yet very few people know what the angles are of their spine and nervous system. Very few people know if their spine is straight. People coming in proud in my office say, I know my cholesterol levels, my vitamin D levels, they know all these levels, and I'm happy. That's good that they know them. But what controls your cholesterol and how you process it, right? What controls your blood pressure? What controls all those things? That's your communication between your brain and those organs and systems. I've had so many people come to my office recently with heart issues, particularly beating issues, right? It's beating too fast and they're getting lightheaded, and they go and they do an ablation. They kill off part of the nerve or part of the heart where that nerve goes into, yet it's a nerve issue. And they'll admit it's a nerve going to the heart. That's the issue. If we get the pressure off of the neck, the lower part of the neck, before it becomes severe enough, you're not going to have that issue. Right? It's so cool. So I don't get adjusted personally. I get adjusted, you know, once a week or so, but I don't get adjusted ever because I'm in pain. I get adjusted because I need more health. I used to take care of our U.S. Olympic team, our U.S. Olympic judo team prior to the London Olympics. Quick story. We were pregnant at the time, so I couldn't go to the London Olympics because my wife was about to give birth. If it was a girl, we're going to name the baby London. It was a boy. Very great kid. I'm very happy about it, but it was a boy. So we didn't name the boy London. We're going to go to London to take care of a U.S. judo team. But when I took care of that team, I wasn't caring for the athletes because they're in pain or they had muscle pulls or their back hurt. We were caring for these athletes simply because we're trying to improve the function and how they perform so we win more medals. Now, that's cool and all, but I don't care as much about the medals. I care about more about the people in my community being as healthy as they can be. And it's the same process that allowed these people to get more medals as it is that allows you to function better. So if you're functioning better, then your medals are going to be better life, right? Feeling more energetic, more mentally clear, being leaner, being better mom, better dad, better worker, earning more money, all that stuff. That's your medal. And that's a much more important medal to me than a gold, silver, or bronze. So basically, taking care of these people's nervous systems, they function tremendously better. They did. They earned so many gold medals at Olympics versus any time in the past because they're just working and functioning better. Their brain was communicating with their body better. They're healing from injury better. Their muscles and organs were functioning better, much more coordination, much more ability to recover. And so it was a success. They really loved what we did and they continued on with it. So, but for people listening to this show right now, you know, some of you are going around, you got headaches, you got back pain, you're saying nothing's ever going to help me. That may not be true. You know, I have digestive issues all the time. Everything I eat bloats me, makes me feel, you know, all distended and bloated. That can get better because it's a neurological issue. The nerves control your gut, which create that issue. Maybe you have erectile dysfunction. Maybe females, you have sexual dysfunction. It's a neurological issue, right? So everything you can describe in your body is controlled by your brain and nervous system. So getting your body working better and then bringing in the nutrition behind it, which we're doing, and I'm developing really cool technology. I have very cool news coming up where you can figure out how to understand what you need neurologically and help your body heal even better. But if we can get your nervous system working better, it can help you tremendously. So for anybody listening to this show saying, you know, I have back pain, I have neck pain. And by the way, my heart isn't as good. My thyroid isn't working as good. I get chronic headaches, all these things that are related to your nervous system. And you want to figure out if you can be better, give us a call. So for the first five people listening to the show right now, if you want to come in, we'll do the entire exam process for free. Just give us a call and say, I listened to the radio show. I want to come in, do the entire process, see how I'm working, and see if I can get better. Now, that doesn't guarantee you're going to get care. We're going to discover. It's kind of a discover appointment. Figure out exactly what's going on with you. I'll discuss it with you. You can decide what you want to do with that information. But basically, I think it's the most important thing you could do for your health, for the struggles you're having, the stuff you're taking medication for, not getting it fixed. You're just covering it up. The most important thing you could do to try to be healthier and function better. So if you want to do that, give us a call. The phone number is 845-896-1200. It's 845-896-1200. And we'll get you in. Leave us a message. We'll get back to you Monday morning. Set up a time for you. So it's 845-896-1200. It's Ashburn Family Chiropractic. You know, Dr. Ashburn, Ashburn Family Chiropractic will get you in, try to get you healthier. Guys, thanks for listening to the show. I love you. Have a great week. And I'll get back with you, right back at you next Sunday when we maximize your health radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at whud.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.